Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to our headlines here in the final hour, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Dolphins have made a roster move today. They have signed C.J. Beathard, quarterback. Still making some moves as Tua makes his return.
If this is your fifth quarterback this season,
yep,
that must mean Snoop Huntley is probably out for the year.
Probably. I mean, it looked like a pretty gnarly land on his shoulder. But it's because they signed C.J. Beathard to the practice squad, which could mean one of two things. It could mean that Snoop is hurt because Snoop's on the roster. It could mean the rat's off a ship on Tim Boyle, which is a very appropriate place to be. So they could be there. It could mean Skyler's still not ready and Tyler Huntley's hurt, and there's no way that they want to go into a game anymore with Tim Boyle possibly being their backup. All things are on the table. All things are on the table, Vlad. I don't know when Mike McDaniel speaks to the media today. Let's see, on their YouTube. Oh, it says he speaks at once, so he's going to talk any minute about why they did it. He'll say something like, you know, we saw a film that we like, blah, 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 blah. You know, all that, whatever he has to.
Beathard's very familiar with that Niners offense.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I think a lot of people thought that, like, he'd be here before that. So, you know, he gets to meet in the annual backups club. And welcome to the Miami Dolphins, C.J. Beathard.
Wasn't he in, well, don't they have a relationship?
Yeah.
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 Which?
We're just speculating, like, what does this mean? Rats off a ship on Tim Boyle?
I mean, do you need anything else?
Shohei Ohtani's 50-50 ball that was caught at Lone Depot Park has sold for a whopping $4.39 million.
Jeez.
Man.
$4.35 million.
Hey, I have a question.
Yep.
Does his interpreter get anything if they win a World Series?
The one who left in scandal?
The one that took the hit for Shohei so Shohei could go 50-50.
I'm sure Shohei will take care of him. I don't know if the team will get him.
I'm not saying the team. I'm talking about Mr. Ohtani.
I don't know. Didn't that guy end up having to plead guilty to some stuff?
He pled guilty and took the hit.
He's like Greg Anderson for Barry Bonds.
One of the most diehard friends ever. If you're talking about loyalty, and you know I always wear loyalty over money shirts, that Greg Anderson is loyal. So I think Shohei's interpreter better get something, because if he happens, hopefully not, win a World Series, this what would have been a turmoiled, very bad season for him ended up being one of the best seasons in Major League Baseball's history.
Yeah. There's an interesting thing going on with this. So it breaks the record, which was previously held by the Mark McGwire 70 ball, which was bought for $3 million
really?
In 1999.
Did Barry Bonds then sell his 73?
I don't know. I don't know. Vlad, I don't know what happened to the Barry Bonds ball. Do remember, like, it's not like there wasn't, you know, all that. Remember, didn't somebody buy it to put like an asterisk on it or something like that? Am I mistaken there?
An asterisk?
I feel like somebody did that with the Barry Bonds ball, so maybe his ball didn't sell for as much.
Barry Bonds is going to get an asterisk. How does Mark McGwire not get an asterisk?
Well, he did. I mean, but at the time, if it sold in 1999, it really, because I even remember back in the day, remember there was a whole thing where they're like, well, what's Androstine? I remember like Mark McGwire left
The Balco stuff.
Muscle supplement in his locker. Yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, it's natural. It's not banned. And so it didn't really have the stigma as much when Barry Bonds did. It goes, if you read like the Game of Shadows, it was kind of the motivation for Barry Bonds taking steroids, because he's like, look at these bums, how many home runs they're hitting. You imagine if I took steroids? And then he did, and he just obliterated everything they did. It was a great experiment by Barry Bonds, one of the great scientists of our time. He goes, if bums take steroids and hit 70, but I take steroids, I could smash that record. He was right.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
If it I'm, does. It does make
if
perfect
If I hit 400 home runs on natural, what happens if I take a little PED?
He
can hit 400 home runs after 37.
They would not reveal the...
Years old.
They would not reveal the owner or the buyer of this. The problem with this also is there's apparently a lawsuit going on over the ball because I believe an 18-year-old is claiming that the guy who walked away with the ball, that he had it stolen from him. So there's actually, it says, through litigation, though the litigation over the ball's initial ownership is playing out in Florida, an agreement was reached on October 7th between the auction house and, quote, all parties that allowed the auction to proceed and conclude apart from the lawsuits over the ball's ownership.
How are you going to prove that I stole it from you?
I think there's video of it. I think there's some video of it.
But wait, how is it video of me? Like, did I take it out of your possession, or are we fighting for it? And
I don't know.
Outmanned you.
I don't know if it's like. See, I don't know if it's like. Is there conclusive evidence? I don't know if this is like the NFL. That's why the lawsuit's going to play out.
The video, like, all you see is a bunch of people piling up on each other.
Exactly, JFK. If there's not conclusive evidence, possession is 9/10 of the law.
It's inconclusive evidence. The original call stands. It's your ball.
Or they could settle. You know, maybe they could settle on a split.
But, okay, listen. If you're going in with zero and you get a split of something, you'd be happy.
Right.
But it all depends on how much money is being spent on this baseball.
I feel like this is a case a lawyer would want to take on just to be like, you know, hey, I was in that case. Schmeathen says if Tobin was a lawyer, the defense would be finders keepers.
I believe he's right, though, because here's the thing. You got to figure this is not an this is an international art. I mean, for the lack of a better term, because it's
somebody from another country could have bought this.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody from another country, maybe a diehard Shohei fan.
Does that make it not a U.S. case?
That's what I'm.
Well, the lawsuit's a Florida case.
It happened in U.S.
territory. Well, does it make it not a Florida case if the balls were sold?
Well, because they're saying in this that the parties, they said all parties, the sale is the sale. So I think the person's allowed to get the ball no matter what. It's probably going to go into account the money, and then the money is going to be either divvied up or going to one owner. I think the person's getting their ball regardless.
I think that sucks because they just tying up my man's money with a frivolous law case, a lawsuit. Which is crazy. You can do that.
Well, you better have the money for that frivolous law.
Is it frivolous?
I think it's frivolous.
You're a finder's keepers.
Whoever gets the ball gets the ball. You see how they fight over them balls?
I have seen people. Listen, we saw it with Barry Bonds. We saw people diving into the water for balls.
A lot of ball talk today.
That's true.
So, like, yeah, you saying, oh, he didn't fight fairly. Tough. Be a man. Toughen up, little 18-year-old. Get in there.
It's nobody's
that's what it,
right.
Every time we seen him fight over a baseball, what did it look like? It didn't look like, oh no, it's yours.
What if it was a child? All right, well, let's say this. What if it was a?
Pop should have been in there.
But okay, but what if it's a melee? What if it bounced into Tommy's lap?
That's always been.
I don't know.
It's always been a melee.
That's a rat bastard move.
You gotta tell Tommy to knuckle up.
Tobin, every time we've watched them fight for one of these balls, it's been a melee. And nobody until Florida has said, no, I had it first. Nobody.
I don't know. Finders keepers.
I'm telling you. dude, when you see that ball go up in the air, look at all the people converging on that ball.
Oh, it's crazy.
And then whoever comes up with it, after diving on the ground in the dog pile, they immediately are escorted right out the stadium.
Like, think about that, right? Did you buy tickets that game, particularly that section in the Chants
yes.
and Hopes? So then,
yes.
Okay, so then it happens. Because I think that, the 50th home run you're talking about? That was
the 50th. It went Oppo Taco. It went to the former Clevelander, whatever it's called now.
So you're not even assuming that it's going to go left field. So when it's there, You better have hands and be able to catch that ball.
You need to go, look, you're right. If you're going to sit in the outfield for that game, you should have gone no Marlins jersey. You should have gone full zip pocket hoodie or something like that. So that thing goes in your kangaroo pouch. Nobody gets it.
That's it. Because you just cost yourself probably 6 or 7 figures if you don't do that.
But then being said, like, what declares possession? Like, it was – see, this is where it
you
goes back to –
the ball in your hand. No, dude.
It's not walking away, though. If you have the ball and somebody rips the ball from you after you got the ball, that's theft.
Hold it.
That's theft.
Did they physically abuse it?
Oh, let me ask you this. If I walk out of that and some guy at the bar punches me in the face and takes the baseball.
That's different. That's you are assaulted.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
That's
yes.
Pretty different.
All right, what if it was just,
wait.
All right, what if it was just a snatch?
If you were still in the area and the ball, you didn't come down with 2 feet in bounds, and the ball, even though you have it, right, you haven't had possession of it, it's all fair game. You got to man up. Tuck that thing in.
You know where to put it?
Yeah. Go ahead and put it by blue.
The other balls.
Put it right there.
Yeah.
This is the kind of case I would like to be have a jury on.
You know what? No.
Jerry did it.
As long as we've been watching these types of events where people trying to catch these balls, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a dog pile.
Right, but this is the...
Now, you're going to complain that you didn't get...
If you're talking about a ball of this significance that was actually fought over, first time we've had, like, cell phone footage. Usually it's like, there's one video, but you can't really tell whoever walks over the ball walks over the ball.
They're showing where that ball went, and they show over and over. Look at the dog pile for the ball.
Yeah, but you can't... But this had, like, an overview, like, in the thing.
No one in that section is filming... The pile.
They're trying what to are you get talking the about? Ball.
So they're trying to get the ball. They're trying to get the ball.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're wrong. There's definitely footage of it.
Let me get this straight. There's a ball in your section worth $4.3 million, and you film it.
Leroy, there's footage of it. Like, I'm not making this up. I'm going to send it to you guys during the break.
It's just bad.
Take a break. More to come on the show.
Like a poor loser. Sore loser.
Back after this.
Him didn't get the ball. Oh, what we're gonna sue. Daddy, please. Don't just sue for the ball.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover law firm? Just eyeball it. I don't want you to get up, dude.
I don't mind getting up.
YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
I don't mind getting up. I was looking at the prank that Big Brian pulled on Little Brian.
Oof.
By filling this car with cereal.
That was funny.
Yeah. It was hysterical.
All right, you got some partly to mostly cloudy. I'm going to say mostly cloudy because it's mostly cloudy where I am, but I do see some sun. Ooh, two squirrels running over the fence. Go get him. He's going to catch you. Run. Okay, back to the weather. I would say the breeze is about 10 to 15 miles an hour out of the east. And I would say you got a chance of a light sprinkle because that's what we've been getting for the last couple of days. But damn, them two squirrels were getting it. Go, squirrel. He ain't going to catch you.
Were they fighting over nuts?
No, they were just running on top of the gate.
Okay.
All right. Dolphins are getting ready. By the way, if you guys missed it, we had Alonzo Mourning on yesterday. We're going to have that for you coming up here in just a few to get you ready for Pat Riley night. And Zoe give you the goosies. But Mike McDaniel is telling reporters that Snoop Huntley will not be available this week.
Do you think?
He says he wants to see how Tim Boyle, Skylar Thompson, and C.J. Beathard practice before determining who will back up behind Tua. Oof. What a terrible competition. I would make that fun. I'd just be like, all right, we're going to blindfold you guys. Throw it where you think it should go.
First of all, throw it. Let's start there.
Let's see. He says, it's from Barry Jackson. Tua is the only Dolphin expected to be designated to return off of IR. Others eligible include River Craycraft, Isaiah Wynn, Bradley Chubb, Patrick McMorris. All right. No more. Where's my River Craycraft anytime touchdown? Saw yesterday on Dolphins Reddit. This is no joke. That Julian Hill has more penalty yards than receiving yards this season. And then, no joke, I go down to the comments of the post, and it says, Tobin's anytime touchdown bet is in shambles.
It is, because you know what's even crazier? Is that every time he does catch a pass, it almost seems like we need to file assault and battery charges on the football.
Does he have a catch this year?
I think he has one.
His one catch?
Two. He has a couple.
All I remember are the penalties. Trying to check this out. Julian Hill. Jim. He has four catches.
Is that your Romo?
Yeah. He has four catches in 34 yards. Oh, yeah, that's right. He had that one that he really almost got there. I think it was against Seattle.
Crazy. I got to tell you, though, he's caught some very open looks.
Oh, yeah.
That ball just – and you ever notice – I'm going to say this, and I want y'all to watch this when you watch football next. You ever notice a person who drops a bunch of passes always try to catch it with his chest plate? That thing is bouncy. Catch it with your hands, dude.
Maybe that's the reason why they're trying to grab it with their chest plate, because when they try to grab it with their hands, it falls.
But that's what I'm saying.
So maybe they grab it with the
very
chest.
Right. Look. A person, you ever notice a person who we always say is a good receiver or can catch the ball always seem to catch with their hands? A person who you have questions about whether they could catch, that ball kicked their ass.
Steven Stevenson.
You can hear it. You know you can hear it when the ball is thrown, you catch it with his chest. That's harder to catch. It's harder to catch the ball like that.
Guy says Julian Hill, the next George Kittle. Yeah, I whiffed on that one.
Somebody on our show said that.
I apologize. I apologize. They gave him the Kittle tapes.
You still betting that?
Anytime touchdown.
You know it's going to come in, right?
It doesn't anytime matter. Touchdown?
It doesn't matter because tonight, Heat parlays are back. So
what are you parlaying tonight?
I'm going steals. I'm going to start looking at the steals over-unders and see where we're at.
I got it too. Let me see.
I got to start looking at the steal over-unders because they were stealing the hell out of the basketball.
Four, is it four consecutive games of 15 steals?
Let me check my prize picks.
They did it every game because they finished the last game with 16 steals, even when it was – and that was against the Grizzly starters. Very impressive. It's an attitude. It's a mindset.
Yesterday was the last day for the free box with Ant-Man.
Oh, man. Well, listen. Yeah. If you had Bronny scoring over half a point, you were a loser last night.
Oh my gosh!
He should have hit that three.
That open one?
Yeah, he should have hit that one. That would have been a moment. That would have been a moment. A man who's given us plenty of moments, Alonzo Mourning. He, of course, tied at the hip of Pat Riley. Pat Riley's big swing trade when he came to the Miami Heat, and he's going to talk a little Godfather. If you guys missed the interview yesterday, we'll bring that to you coming up next.